Since its founding in 1926, the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce has been a catalyst for the success of Greater Nashua's diverse business community. Through advocacy, building connections, and professional development, each episode of Chamber Chats spotlights two local businesses sharing their unique journeys, services, and successes. Whether you're a business owner, community member, or curious about our region's businesses, Chamber Chats is the perfect way to connect and get inspired. Welcome to Chamber Chats.
Good morning, Nashua. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. You can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. I am Alyssa O'Mara, Programs Manager at the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, and I'll be one of your hosts today, along with Emma Williamson, Membership Relations Manager. Good morning, Emma.
Hello, Alyssa. You can find us here every other Tuesday from 10 to 11 AM, thanks to our generous sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. Make sure to give both Chamber Chats and the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce a like and follow on Facebook to stay up to date with all of our amazing events and programs, such as...
Yes, we have a lot of things going on this month. So we have our legislative breakfast tomorrow, Wednesday, January 15th. It's from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Tickets for that are closed, I believe, at this point. But if you are going, we are super excited to see you there. This is an awesome event. We do multiple legislative events throughout the year. So if you haven't been to one before, I highly recommend you stop by the next one we do. Out of the Box Lunch will be this Thursday, January 16th from 12 to 1 p.m., featuring Josh Galen from Gamer Sanctuary as our special speaker that day. Greater Nashua Young Professionals will be at Panucci's this month on Thursday the 16th as well, 5:30 to 7:30. Busy week this week. Coffee Connections is Tuesday, January 28th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., hosted by the fabulous Coffee and Kindness. We love it there. And next month, Thursday, February 20th.
Save the date. Mark those calendars.
Yes, save the date. 5:15 p.m. is the kickoff for our annual mini golf event, and we are very excited that we have a special guest coming in for the second portion of the show today. The wonderful Wendy Hunt, President and CEO of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, will be joining us to talk all things mini golf because it's such a fun event and we get super excited about it.
Yes, but before we get to that, our first guest today is Irie Tollery from Club Pilates. Welcome, Irie. You are the owner of Club Pilates Nashua, and you guys opened on September 9th, 2024. So, been open for a couple months now. What has the journey been like from opening and the process leading up to it?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course.
And
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we have been open for the past four months, and it has been wonderful. We have unbelievably friendly and awesome members, and yeah, I'm enjoying them.
Yeah, I go to Club Pilates, I will say that. I take classes there, and it's really fun.
You're like a founding member, aren't you?
Yeah.
She is. She started when we just opened.
We love that.
Yes.
All the special things. So tell us a little bit more about how your journey unfolded. How did you end up owning Club Pilates and bringing it here to Nashua?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting story. It actually started when I first felt my back pain after my second child was born, who is now in freshman in college.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a while ago. And that's how I came up with a studio, and now I'm owning.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. And what about your husband? He's involved, correct?
Yes, he is my strong stone. He actually really supports me. And he was there to tell me that it's okay to try something that you are passionate. And we both love wellness and health. We have been like going to gym for, I don't know, since we met. So we are like a gym buddies. He supports me with anything.
That's wonderful. Amazing. We love the support of spouses here. So let's talk a little bit about how you found Pilates. You said it was after you had your second child and you were having back pain. Where did you find it? What drew you to it?
Yeah, it started like almost like 18 years ago, with my bad back, I started doing PT, massages. I tried all kinds of things, and then somehow came across Pilates. And I did love the slow impact exercise, and it did kind of help me mentally and physically. And I somehow thought, like, I would like to explore more. And the second, my husband also had like a really bad back, because he's kind of what people call like gym rat. He did not miss a day. Was in gym every day, and he ended up with sciatica. And so he was there to do some research and said, like, you know what, this is something what we both would love.
And did it help with his sciatica, the Pilates?
I believe it did.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's all like what you do, like, you know, the exercise, your mental status, your physical status. It's a lot also in your mind in many exercises. And I do feel like, you know, Pilates helps you also with the mental health.
Absolutely.
As well as the physical.
Yeah, because it's so much more than just like sit-ups and crunches, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What... can you talk a little bit about the difference between someone who's just doing maybe some ab work at the gym and then someone who is doing serious core work through Pilates so that they can build up those muscles?
Sure. So what Pilates is mainly like, you know, building up your core. If you don't have a strong core, you could do any exercise, any physical activities, play games. If you have a weak core and you don't have the body awareness, you could get hurt. But what with Pilates, it will start slow. It's more like you feeling your body, embodying your, you know, connection with your body. I think it's very important. Yeah, instead of just going and lifting weights unknowingly, you know, working in a wrong muscle. So Pilates works in your whole body.
Yeah.
Not only one part of muscle.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the classes, you'll be doing an arm segment where you're working your arms, but you're engaging your core the whole time, and you have to be just on the reformer machine that's used at Club Pilates. You can do the arm segment, but it's not just arms. You're also engaging that core, holding your legs in the air. So it's really, that's what I like about it, is the full body aspect of it. And you, like you said, the connection between your mind and your body, you have to have it in Pilates. And if you don't have it, don't be afraid to try. Like, if you think, like, I can't connect, you know, I can't do that, I can't focus like that, Pilates will help you do that.
I absolutely, that the mind-body connection there is always so interesting to me. And the fact that you are working all of those, like, those tiny muscles that you don't even think about, in addition to the, like, you're doing biceps and core, obviously, if you're doing an arm workout, but it's those like itty bitty ones that you don't think about that the next day you like move your arm and you're like, oh my God, there's something there that I didn't even know existed.
That's so true.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats, live on air on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. We're also live on Facebook and WSMN.live. Irie, let's talk about how Pilates came about. Can you share a little bit with us about that, some of the history of Pilates?
Sure. I don't go into deep history because everybody can read about it.
Yeah.
But definitely, it started like very early, around 20th century. It's a man called Joseph Pilates, who was a very sick child when he was very little and young. So his background is his dad is a gymnast, and his mom was into herbal medicine and all everything natural. So they both, like his mom and dad, they worked together and came up with some kind of Pilates moves. But when Joseph Pilates grew up, he wanted to combine his mom and dad's experience, and he actually developed the Pilates.
That's so cool. So it's much more like holistic approach
yes.
to movement, right? Because that's kind of, I think of it like that, right? Like there are some workouts that you feel like are like real like exercise driven, and then there are movement driven ones. Does that make sense? And like for me, that's what Pilates feels like. It's more fluid. And again, that mind-body connection and holistic approach.
Yeah, right. I've been in class before, and one of the instructors, like, we're doing a move, and she's like, this is what's going to save you if you slip and fall on the ice tomorrow. It was like a lunge with our leg on the reformer, and we were pushing out, and so it was like mini split almost, but that's what she said. She was like, this is how your body is if you're about to fall, and this is how you will strengthen yourself to catch yourself and not get hurt.
Well, yes. It is incredible, and like, Emma, you're still so young, but like, as you get older, like for myself, I'm turning 40 this year, and this year's really the first year that like, I injured my back earlier this year, and I realized part of it was because I wasn't doing those consistent core exercises anymore. I had taken a break, and then with the injury, I took even more time off, and wintertime rolled around, and it's like, oh my God, I don't have that stability anymore. It's so important as you age. You don't think about it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Speaking of instructors, because you just mentioned one, Emma. Irie, can you talk a little bit about your instructors? How many do you have?
We currently have 5 instructors and 1 guest instructor from different studio.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, they are all very skilled. We have some instructors who have more than 20 years of experience.
Wow.
And who have, most of them have like background in yoga. Mm-hmm. And to become an instructor, you actually go through different and multiple tests. You need like 500 plus hours of training before you even start teaching.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So it's not easy. Sometimes people think it's a easy busy. I just tell you, lift your legs or put your legs in a loop. Yeah. And you know, it's commitment. And our instructors are very open. They are very supportive. They will stay there if you have any questions. We are very, welcoming.
And are you going to be an instructor someday?
That is, good question. I actually love to be one. I did go through the whole comprehensive training.
How long did that take? 500 hours. That's like,
it takes
6 months.
It's a year.
A year.
Wow. It's a year. It's a year.
Wow.
Yes.
That's but that's incredible. Great though. That, I mean, that shows that not only are, you know, this is the studios, Club Pilates, dedicated to its instructors, but also the instructors are dedicated to the studio, because you need that to be a good instructor. You have to feel passionate about what you're doing and the place that you're doing it at. And so I think that's, I mean, anyone that's willing to commit to that, that's a sign. That's a great sign.
I mean, even the fact that you took the training course and that you are, you know, considering, did you get certified? Did you complete it all the way?
I have the final to be done.
Okay.
But I am right very there. Close.
See, but that's awesome too. I mean, as an owner, to take so much, you believe in the product so much that you're willing to actually go through the training so that you can have that knowledge and experience to bring to your members. That's fantastic.
Yes. And that was like, actually, I started that before even opening the studio to see like, is it really for me? Mm-hmm. Because whether I go to the different studios to exercise or I own and I want to spread the wellness and the health to others. And that was my main goal.
That's amazing.
It really is. So let's talk a little bit about who Pilates is for. Who is your ideal member? Is there a specific person that should be doing Pilates, or is it like everybody?
So it's not specifically to certain age or persons. It's actually for everybody. It's really, our youngest member is 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
Our oldest who came through the doors is 80 years old.
Wow. Nice.
So it's really for everybody. Even you mention the word like everybody.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's the body at the end that is very meaningful. It doesn't matter whether you're young, old, what shape you are. We have exercise. We have something for everybody that you get out of it. You get the mental health benefits. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what you need, we are there. Come and talk to us. We will find the right exercise and the program for you.
That sounds like such a supportive environment to work out in.
Yeah. And the instructors are, like you said, they're great. They're dedicated. They went through all this training, but they put that training into practice. I mean, being having been in classes and going to Club Pilates, like the instructors will come over to you and talk to you one-on-one. And if you need a little tweak or adjustment, they're very polite and they'll say like, is it okay if I adjust your leg for you? You know, they'll ask first, but they, you know, they really put that knowledge into practice too and make sure that everybody is doing things right and feels that they can be doing those exercises.
Definitely. Yeah, when I used to go with my bad back to gym, I did not feel always welcome. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel comfortable in that environment.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create an environment that everybody can come in. It doesn't matter who you are. We have men, we have women, we have couples, we have sisters coming. We have sisters with mom coming. It's just a wonderful community.
Well, and especially for people who maybe are newer to their health journey, that's so important to have a supportive environment, a place that feels like community. It's already very daunting if you haven't been working out or taking care of yourself to try a new endeavor like that. So
exactly.
It sounds like you have like a little family happening there.
I do feel that. I do feel that. And I love to be there.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's what is the thing you are most proud of about Club Pilates?
I think it's the welcoming environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love to see people who come in with their happy smiles. I love to see people who get benefits and they leave with a happy smile. We have members who started with us, just like Emma, since we opened in September. And they come back. And there was the other day who's a member and comes in like very often. And he says like, almost every week he says, Iri, I'm so thankful to you to open the studio. I can now actually tie my shoelaces.
Oh my gosh.
So we have members like that. We have members like, as I mentioned before, there are two sisters who brought their 80-year-old mother in. And we had a small session for them. Obviously, their mom is not able to do with a group class because not everybody's on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have classes, exercises for everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in, come in, talk to us. We will find that for you.
Oh my gosh, awesome. So speaking of finding you, how would people find you? Can you share with us where you're located in Nashua and maybe how people can get some info, a website, social media, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, definitely. So we are on Instagram and we are on Facebook. Check out Nashua Club Pilates. .com, and we are located at 345 Amherst Street in Nashua.
Just right down the road here.
Yeah. Right down the road, 5 minutes from here, maybe.
Yeah. Right. And are you open every day?
We are open every day from 6:30 to almost 8:30 some days.
Oh, so do you have evening classes even on the weekend?
Yeah. Weekends, we are a little bit, we have shorter days. We close around 2:00.
Okay,
but early afternoon, midday.
Yes, we do have,
That's awesome.
And Fridays, we go up to 5:30.
Okay.
That's late for a Friday.
For a Friday, that's great. Yeah. Always looking for places that I can go on the weekends, especially. Because so many boutique-style places, like, you are closed at, like, 10 a.m. on Friday through Sunday. So that makes a huge difference. Wonderful. Yeah. And then anything that our listeners should know, any membership specials, any new year, new you kind of stuff happening?
Yeah, we actually offer, we are running a promotion this January, a new year promotion. When you join with us, we have 10% off your first month. And the enrollment is only $25. Usually it's $99. We do offer like free intro classes, which are 30-minute long classes, and you can come in, have a free Pilates class, feel it, and then you can sign up if you like it.
That's awesome. That's how often do you do those 30-minute intro classes? Are they also every day?
They're not every day. They are like 2 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
It all depends on interest.
Okay.
If there are more people, we can always add extra classes, but max maybe 4.
Okay. Awesome. That is fantastic. Ari, well, thank you
so much. Thank you for being here. Listeners, when we come back, Alyssa and I will be joined by Wendy Hunt, President and CEO of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM, live on air and online at WSMN.live and Facebook. We will be right back after this short break.
Thank you, Ari.
Thank
it's wonderful
you, Ari.
To see
thank you.
Thank
you for inviting me.
Have a great
My
day.
My pleasure.
Whether you're shopping along 101A, working out at one of the many boutique gyms or studios in the area, or simply enjoying a nice day out with the kids, you need healthy fuel to keep you going. Look no further than Clean Juice Nashua, your local neighborhood juice bar. Hi, I'm Mary Beth Fiango, owner of Clean Juice. We are located at 2 Cellu Drive in Nashua. Clean Juice is the only USDA-certified juice bar that offers you the purest organic, cold-pressed, never-processed juices, smoothies with hemp and whey protein, acai bowls, like our fan favorite, the Berry Bowl, in small bites like avocado toast and barbecue chicken wrap to help you thrive and stay on the go. For more information, visit us online at cleanjuice.com or stop by at Clean Juice 2 Cellu Drive, Nashua. Stay fresh, stay healthy. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, this is Tony Joyce from Joyce Cooling and Heating. Now that winter is here, your comfort and indoor air quality are more important than ever. A new heating system with a state-of-the-art air purification, humidification, or zoning options can make hibernating a lot more pleasant. Upgrading to any type system will save you money and ensure a worry-free system. Don't wait until you have no heat. And remember, that's Joyce Cooling and Heating, 882-4244, or on the web at joycecool.com.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Catalyst, a person who empowers growth. I have been a catalytic agent for positive change for individuals, couples, families, and even businesses for over 30 years. If you want to achieve more of your potential, feel better in the life you're living and want to maximize your business potential, check out what I do at kevinrossemery.com. P.S. I'm also an ADD-ADHD catalyst, helping those gifted to step more into their greatness.
Welcome back to Chamber Chats. I'm Alyssa O'Mara, and I'm here with my co-host, Emma Williamson. You're listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM. You can also watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. And don't forget to give us a like and a follow on social media.
Thank you again to our sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. And a big welcome to our second guest today, Wendy Hunt.
Oh, hey, Wendy.
President and CEO of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce.
Well, thanks for having me, ladies. I'm excited to be here. It's been a while since I've been on the show.
I know. It's been a minute. We're so happy you were able to come in.
You mean, and by that, you mean run down three blocks.
Yes. We had a slight guest snafu, and we were like, somebody come help us.
We're like, Wendy, save us.
Who's the chattiest person we know?
I mean,
right?
You said
it. I think the three of us are all sitting at the same table.
Literally.
Well, I'm glad to be. I love being up in the turret, and I got to see George on my way up. He's like, okay, I'll let you stop being so winded from the stairs. I go, thanks for pointing that one out, George.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So nice, George. We love it. So we're so glad you were able to stop by and join us because we have two big things coming up. One in February, which we'll touch on in a little bit. And then tomorrow, Legislative Breakfast. We want to talk about why this event is important, why we do legislative events, and maybe a little bit about the advocacy that our chamber does, because we're one of three chambers in the state that actually does advocacy the way we do. So let's talk about it.
Well, thank you for asking. This is one of my favorite topics. Just a quick overview of our chamber. The three big things that we offer are obviously business networking, business education, and this advocacy piece, which some chambers called legislative affairs or government relations. It's a big part of what the Nashua Chamber has done for many years and what really sets us apart. We track legislation each year. We don't track at all because there are 1,155 bills that were filed this year, the most ever, I believe, in history.
Wow.
And every bill is entitled to a hearing in the state of New Hampshire. It's crazy. But we are tracking between 55 and 65 right now that have to do with business. So it could be taxes, it could be employer-employee type bills, it could be minimum wage, it could be any number of those types of bills. We are especially watching the budget this year. As you know, the state the last 4 years has been pretty flush with cash. We got a lot of federal funds through ARPA. We've had business tax revenues that were really good in real estate. But in the last year or so, the ARPA funds have been used up. No more of those. Been less real estate revenue from the transfer taxes because as prices went up and as mortgages went up, there have been less real estate transactions than in, you know, between 2020 and probably 2020, the end of 2024, they've slowed down. And that impacts the budget. Other revenue would be business tax revenue and so forth. So in other words, before Governor Sununu left office, he asked all of his agencies to cut their budgets by 4%. It's a reality of there's less money now. Our new governor, Governor Ayotte, is going to have a she signed her first decree was for a department or a committee of government efficiency to try to get, you know, cut some of the fat so that we don't lose so many services. The concern we have, and one of our speakers tomorrow at this legislative kickoff, which is our opportunity to talk to legislators and make the businesses aware, this is what we're looking at this year, what's been filed. We have bill names. We don't have bill language yet for a lot of them. So we're not exactly sure what they're going to say. We think we know. And so this budget piece, though, is concerning, especially to the hundreds of nonprofits we have in the greater Nashua area. And we have 100 plus that are our members that provide so many valuable services. So Mike Offelberg is going to talk a little about that tomorrow at the event of you know, it's not just the social services. If you think about all the employers and a lot of their workforce may be on the lower end income and they rely on the services of these nonprofits that might be, you know, cutting their budgets if they're not going to get the federal and state dollars that they've gotten the last few years. So we're watching that. We're also having one of the top economists in the state, Brian Gottlob, is going to give us an economic forecast. This is to our legislators in the footprint of the Greater National Chamber, as well as our businesses attending, our business members attending. And we're going to talk with Nick Taylor. He's going to talk about New Hampshire housing. I think we all know that we've got a housing crisis. If you're not impacted directly with, you know, can't find a place to rent or buy as a young person or as an employer, you know, you can't attract staff and new employees and build your business if they have nowhere to live. And that's been a growing problem. So there's a lot being done collaboratively, it's early in the day, on a state level with a lot of different organizations and including Chambers of Commerce. And then we're also going to be hearing from one of our senior policy advisors with Pretty Strategies with the overview. And so we are sold out right now, but it's a great event.
It's a jam-packed morning.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a good problem to have.
It is.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite events. I love the legislative process of it, that part of my job.
Absolutely. Well, and I think it's so invaluable to our members. Like, the people who do show up, that's why it sells out. That's why all of these legislative events sell out, because that's why our members are our members. This is a huge piece of it, is that advocacy piece. Can you talk a little bit about the advocacy committee and
yes.
when they meet and
Happy
what they
to.
Do?
We have a variety of members. We probably have 20 from all different, from healthcare, from manufacturing, from anything from nonprofits to different types of businesses. I can't even pull them all out of my head. There's so many of them. But the advocacy committee, we look at the legislation. What hearings are coming up? What do we need to do to get involved? The main purpose of the advocacy piece of the chamber is to sustain and create and improve a very business-friendly environment, not only in Greater Nashua, but in the state. And that is a big piece that this chamber does that many chambers do not do, which I kind of didn't realize until I came to this chamber from other chambers, not realizing, wow, this is probably the most important thing I do, is this type of work. I enjoy it. Not only do I enjoy it, but I often go up and testify a lot before the committees, before the Senate, and before the House, and let them know, you know, this law looks great, but have you thought how this is going to impact business? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes chambers or other business organizations to come up and say, great intentions, but this is going to be a side effect of this that's going to blow up something. And we get involved in business type legislation. We don't get involved in the social things. It's not within our mission statement. And honestly, we like to not make people mad, because if we start weighing in on social issues, which is really not our purview, then we're going to make people mad, which is why we don't do it.
Right. And I think some people might, there's only a slight amount of crossover there where like some people might be like, well, housing and childcare are social issues, but they directly impact workforce.
They're 100% yes. workforce.
That is why we have opinions on those, because
right.
yeah. that is business. It might be a blurry line there, but that for sure is a piece of it.
So interestingly enough, because we don't know all of the verbiage in the bills yet, they just have titles. I don't know what the drop dead date is for the legislator proposing these have to tell us the language. But there are a lot of housing bills, again, I'm glad to see, but very few childcare bills, which kind of was a surprise to me that there just are very few, because we do still have that problem. And there still are, you know, many people not able to go back to the workforce because they don't have reliable and affordable childcare.
Right.
So I'll be curious to see what happens with that, because that's been so important the last few years.
Yeah. I feel like we just went and did a tour of the Fabulous Adult Learning Center recently.
Yes.
And they do a lot of childcare there, obviously. It's a big piece of what they do for our community. Mm-hmm. But Carol was mentioning that as well, that there aren't a lot of bills this year. But I think there was something from last year that is taking effect that is part of the reason she had mentioned. But I agree with you. It's kind of weird that was such a buzz topic.
Right. I think one of the only bills has to do with property taxes and the waiver of property taxes for the home businesses that do
childcare.
In-home childcare. And I'm not sure if that will carry over to the commercial ones. Mm. But that's really all that we were seeing, which I thought was really, considering it's still such a huge problem, part of that workforce problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there one issue that you particularly feel like is the biggest issue on right this year coming up?
Continues to be housing. Continues. I think most of us are either in that housing problem where you want to buy a house or you want to get an adult child from living with you. In my case, one of my three keep rotating back through. I adore them, but get out of my house.
That time.
I was laughing with my husband that, you know, we've lived in this house 20 something years, and our twins, we have identical twins that are around 30, and then our daughter who's 5 years younger. And I said, I think in the 22 years we've lived in this particular house, I think I've slept in the house by myself one night, because there was always somebody rotating through. I know. So that's going to be a big change when I'm actually home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else speaking tomorrow that our fabulous listeners should know about? We talked about Mike Appleberg, Pretty Strategies.
Right. We have four speakers tomorrow. We're mindful that the legislators have to get up to Concord. So the event starts at 7:30, and we're going to try to wrap around 9:15 so they can get to their committee meetings. It's a lot of work to try to coordinate these schedules. So it's not always perfect, but we pick a date. that hopefully works best for all the legislators. Because once they get up in session, I mean,
they're there.
It's hard to get them back.
Yeah. Absolutely. Should we talk a little bit about mini golf?
I would love to talk about mini golf.
We should, but real quick, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats live on air at WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM on Facebook and on WSMN.live. Mini golf.
I remember years ago when I ran the Greater Merrimack Sauhegan Valley Chamber, hearing about this event, this Nashua Chamber indoor mini golf, and I thought, boy, as somebody who's done a lot of events, that's genius because no one else does it. And so when I came to this chamber, this will be my fifth mini golf tournament. I'm completing 4 years, starting my fifth year with the chamber. I can't believe it. And this event, you have got to come because you won't believe how much fun it is. A few years ago, well, almost a decade, we had some great volunteers and employees of the chamber. I'm going to give a shout out to Manny and Cecilia Positive Street Art that actually built 18 holes for our golf tournament. And the way this works is businesses put together teams, and some of them will sponsor the holes. And if you sponsor the hole, you get to decorate the greens. And it just gets more and more competitive each year. It's great. And then one team last year did a whole Hawaiian theme, and then their whole team decked out in Hawaiian. So it's just a great team building. It's fun. It's one of the few really reasonable things you can do to bring your staff members, bring your friends. You don't have to be a member to come play in the tournament. It's a lot of fun. We've got music. We've got a bar. We've got
photo booth
that was really fun last year. And it's gotten so popular. We used to have kind of a little side area with cornhole, but we don't have room now, which is a good problem to have. But it's just really great socializing. There's some fun competitions between the teams. We give prizes, highest score, which AKA means you had the worst score as a team. You were terrible.
We used to call it that most honest.
Right, most honest. And then we have most team spirit, best decorated greens, and then obviously the champions would also get trophies for having the lowest team score. But it's a couple hours. Bishop Gerton has graciously hosted it for us the last few years. They let us set up that day. The date is going to be Thursday, February 20th. And if you haven't played before and you like to play mini golf, let's face it, it's winter. We can't play mini golf outside. This is a really fun way to do it, and at a very affordable cost. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And if any of our young professionals are listening, while we will be doing a Thrive event in February, this mini golf tournament is going to be in lieu of our social this month. Mm-hmm. So any of our young professionals who attend that social, grab your buddies, make a team. It's going to be so much fun. We had a blast last year.
It's one of those things that the first time you go, you're like, what is this? And then you get there and go, this is one of the funnest things I've ever done. It really is fun. I look forward to it. It's a lot of work for our staff, I'm not going to lie, and our volunteers, because we got to haul the holes. They're all built out of plywood. They're super heavy. And shout out to Able Moving, because they always do it for us every year. They get them over to the gym. They pick them up the next day. And if we had to, rent a U-Haul, I think we'd all be in traction. They're pretty heavy. But it's really fun. It's a team effort. Our staff really enjoys doing it. Even though it's a labor of love. Oh, and we have lots of great food for one price. It is cash bar, but you get, food and usually some swag, and you can bring your own swag. So give us a call at the chamber or go on nashuachamber.com and look up the event.
Absolutely. And those green decorating, if you are interested, we're laughing because we used to just call them holes, and doesn't sound as nice, especially on air. So we are editing it to greens today.
Right. We're laughing because of my daughter, called me out from the stage last year when I was giving the award for it. She's like, really, Mom? Really? That's what you're calling it? I'm like, I'm just reading the script from years past.
I know. The innuendo there. Best decorated.
Right.
But if you are interested in sponsoring one of those greens, it is super fun. You can hang out with Emma and Ashley and myself all day. Mm-hmm. We will be there setting things up. And once once Abel drops those greens off, we are the ones lugging them around. You'll be able to see me in my super attractive back brace that I wear as I drag heavy items around. But it is really, really fun. The whole day is fun, leading up to it, getting it set up, decorating the greens, playing the game. It's fantastic.
And shout out to our ambassadors, our chamber ambassadors, who also help set up for the event and bigger events of this nature.
Absolutely.
And breakdown.
Yes, and cleanup.
Talk about people seeing the bat signal when it's time to go. You're left, you know, with all of that. And you're like, oh, please someone stay. And the ambassadors, which is our committee of volunteers at events, they're great. And some of the teenage athletes actually help us during the day, which we greatly appreciate BG allowing them to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of ambassador committee, if you are a member and you're interested in learning more about that, you can reach out to Miss Emma. She is the one who runs that committee. And we are always looking for new ambassadors who will be welcoming to new members and be down to help us pick things up and put them down at different events.
And network, because that's part of it too.
And network, that's part of it.
It is a great way.
It's not all building stuff and cleaning up for us.
It's actually, when I joined the ambassador committee in 2010 or 11, I was working for Opportunity Networks. I met more people, that's when I segued from being a stay-at-home mom going back to work. I met more people through the Chamber Ambassador Committee, and I always tell people, if you really want to meet people, get on a Chamber Committee. It is a great way, not just professionally, but personally. I mean, I'm still friends with people that I met in 2010 and 11 that have retired or moved away or just changed jobs that I don't see as often, but we're still very friendly. And that was just, I don't know, there's sometimes when you work hard together on a project, it really bonds you. Mm. I do have another topic. Can I bring that up about our Chamber travel?
Please.
Yeah.
So we do trips each year. Sometimes we do one, sometimes we do two. Trips in the past have included China, Greece, the Amalfi Coast, Croatia, Tuscany, and in March, late March, we will be going to the south of France, which I'm super excited about. What I'm looking for is input from listeners on where would you like to see the next chamber trip to be? I would like to probably do a survey and say, you know, what's your bucket list? Is it Ireland? Is it South Africa? We can go anywhere. Is it Australia? Obviously, the longer the trip and the farther away we go, then it's going to cost more money. So I try to keep it within the, you know, that $3,500 to $4,500 range, including everything, flights, hotels, most of our meals and things like that, all of our transportation once we get to our destination. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'd go to Ireland in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I love Ireland. If we were doing Ireland, I'd want to do Ireland and Scotland.
Yes.
And like do that whole little,
area. Don't combine the... So Ireland's off by itself, and they don't really do those trips together unless they include England. And then you're probably talking about 21 days. There's enough to do with the south, you know, Dublin in the south, all the way up through to Belfast in the north, I think is a good week to 10 days. That Scotland trip, they had an Isle of Skye trip. That looks pretty phenomenal. I've been to Edinburgh, but I haven't been anywhere else in Scotland, and I would love that trip too. Ireland, I've only been to Dublin. My grandparents were from Belfast. I would love to have a chance to go there and see, you know, like, I'm sure the house is not there anymore from, you know, late 1800s. I'm sure it's downtown.
I'm sure it's
a skyscraper. They also have the Titanic Museum in Belfast, I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
South Africa on my list, my bucket list, as well as.
And Egypt's on yours too, isn't it?
It is. Maybe a river cruise where they took care of everything.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that seems to be the way to do it.
I would love to do Asia in some capacity. Yes. Vietnam is beautiful, I've heard. I would love to do Vietnam. I
agree.
Even maybe like Bali or something like that. Just we don't do a lot of like hang at the beach exotic locations.
Right.
We're looking for experiences.
Right. Yes. When the chamber trips, you get a lot of tours on it that are included. It's a lot of if you like to lounge around, that's probably not for you. That doesn't mean we can't do a lounge around one. Alyssa went on the Croatia trip, as did Ashley, which was it ended up being 12 or 13 days. And we were on the move the whole time. But I got to tell you,
we went 5 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. We were doing like 15,000 steps a day.
More. I think I did like 25,000 on our busiest day.
Crazy. And, you know, we saw four countries, even though because there were countries that we went to. We went to Italy on a little
Bosnia, Montenegro.
Right. And then, of course, Croatia, which was stunning. I would go back to Croatia in a minute, would you?
Oh, absolutely. Hands down, I did some traveling this year, and it was my favorite place.
It was, I mean, when we left Dubrovnik, I was like, I don't ever want to leave here. And the funniest thing, you Game of Thrones fans out there, there probably are many, the funniest thing was when the tour guide told us, because many of you know that Split and Dubrovnik were big places to film all the seasons of Game of Thrones. And she said she had some younger people on the tour said, that is so cool that the Croatian government kept all the sets up and left them for the tourists. And she's like, these are medieval, you know?
These are historic palaces. Thank
you so
much. It was
very
funny.
And the walls, up on the walls and everything. We laughed.
HBO did not build this palace. Yes.
Right. We laughed so hard. But it was really cool and all the different cultures. I'm really looking forward to the south of France trip. We've got a great group going. It's going to be nice and warm at the end of March, and then we'll be on to deciding if we kind of looking at destinations now, maybe for October. Not positive we're going to do a second trip. If there was interest, we certainly would. And then for our spring trip seems to be our bigger trip, because I think that's when people really want to get out of Dodge. They're tired. It's the mud season. They're tired of being cold, and they want to go someplace. And when you go with the chamber, we use a partner company that specializes in chambers of commerce, and you just have to enjoy the trip. You don't have to do all those details.
That is the best part. It is brainless as a guest. Like, you know that no matter what, you have an itinerary for the day. Your ride is already scheduled. The meals are already planned out. Where you're going, what time. I'm a big nerd when it comes to schedules and itineraries, and I loved that aspect of it. Didn't have to question it.
And the cultural. And the funny thing about the cultural, we always have a cultural moment, at least if not every day, every other day. In Croatia, it seemed to include a lot of wineries.
Oh, yeah. A lot of brandy and wineries. They like their alcohol, for sure. But it was, and the tour guides themselves, I mean, these companies hire locals who, this is all they do. Sonia was our tour guide in Croatia, and she was wonderful.
She was phenomenal. She really was. But it was really interesting. And then I got to go on a one just for Chamber of Commerce execs, one that they're going to start offering in 2025 is the trip to Normandy. My husband and I got to go in late November. And so we started in the Champagne region of France and then went over to the Normandy area. And I have to tell you, it is probably, other than going to the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, I think Normandy was probably one of the most moving experiences, being on Omaha Beach, going to this American cemetery. It was absolutely life-changing of what all of those men and women went through.
It does definitely change your perspective. Both of the trips that I did this year, I took one with my grandmother as well, and we both afterwards were like, we bought books on some of the places we went, because you heard things about their history that you maybe didn't know before, and it really was moving, and it changes your perspective on our lives and where we live based on these experiences these other people went through. So
we do try to pick locations where if there's a language barrier, like I don't speak Croatian. That would have been, most people spoke English, but you know, I find when we go to I don't speak a whole lot of French. So it's nice having the, you know, the bilingual guides. And also, you know, learning a few phrases goes a long way, like bonjour, mademoiselle. Monsieur.
Like me when I was in Germany, everyone was like, why do you know these phrases?
I did my research.
Right.
Years of college popping back out.
It took you a while to quit seeing a shooty gong for, excuse
I
me.
I did say that a lot when I came back. Bitte. We only have a couple minutes left. Do you mind if I do a little plug as well?
Go for it.
Our second chamber referral group will be starting in the month of February.
Woo-hoo.
We're super excited. We brought back the GNCC referral group networking last year. We started last spring, entering into the summertime. We have a group that meets on Thursdays from 8 to 9 a.m. at Milliard Bank in Nashua. That group is still accepting applications as well, but we do have a new group that is starting mid-February. They are going to be meeting the first and third Wednesday of the month, and this will be a lunchtime group. They're going to be from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Location to be confirmed. So for now, the first meeting will be at Coffee and Kindness. Cole has graciously said we could use his space. But we have about 5 members ready to rock and roll for that. So if you are interested in joining, these are fantastic referral networking groups. It is what it sounds like. We call it Baby BNI. It is industry specific, profession specific. So if you are the residential realtor, there will be no other residential realtors in that group. But there might be a commercial realtor. So we're trying to keep it very specific. And the goal is to give and get referrals. So they meet twice a month. If you are interested in joining, you can reach out to me at the chamber, aomara@nashuachamber.com. Or you can talk to any of the fabulous group chairs who are frequently at events and have been talking to people anyway. So I'm sure you've chatted with them. Emma also has some information on that, as it is one of your membership benefits.
Yes. Right. And it's a very reasonable addition. You know, businesses are always trying to network, and some of them are quite, if you join private ones, they're very costly. And that's one of the extra bonus things that we offer to our chamber members.
Well, and it's not exclusive. Like so many networking groups, when you join them, you can't be involved in anything else. Like that's the, this is your group, the end. And we're not doing that. We want you to be able to network in all of the many ways that you can network. So the groups are very supportive of each other. And if you, they welcome guests to come and visit and see if it's for you. So again, just reach out to us. We'd love to connect you with Alyssa or Corey, the group chairs. You can let us know whether Thursday morning or Friday, Wednesday lunchtime works for you, and we'll get you right in there. Do we have any other big things we want to talk about? We're like right down to the wire. Two minutes.
No, appreciated the opportunity. Yeah. Thanks for asking me to run down the block.
Thank you for running down the block.
We really getting my steps in.
We love that. Oh yeah, you got your new watch.
Now your watch will yell at you.
I don't know. I need someone to instruct me on this Fitbit because I can't seem to get it to go off and it beeps all night long. My husband's like, you need to do something about that.
Like it's trying to wake you up to tell you to take steps while you're sleeping.
Now our Ring camera is attached to it. Ooh, so if so much as a butterfly or whatever, a moth flies by, it wind.
Oh my God.
Wakes me up.
That's awful. I hate that for you. I'm
so
sorry.
I know. It's a lot.
Well, I think that's where we are.
That's the show.
That's our show. So, Wendy, thanks so much for being here today.
Enjoyed it.
We love having you. Emma, it has been a pleasure as always.
Thank you.
Of course, listeners, you can join us in 2 weeks when we will be joined by two more Greater Nashua Chamber member organizations. You've been listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. Don't forget, you can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. Make sure you give us a follow on social, and we will chat with you again soon. I'm Alyssa O'Mara. Thanks for tuning in.